Om Shanti, good morning. This morning is not a class, it's an interactive session. Because the word that we hear so often, and Baba brings it up in the Murli so often, of being soul conscious. And yet we know that when we are out in the world, as we respond to our day-to-day life, what is my degree of soul consciousness? How am I able to hold that soul consciousness in a very powerful yet very natural state? This morning I was having a nice conversation with one sister, and it was a reality that sometimes when we think of soul consciousness, I suddenly think I need to be a point. And so when I think I need to be a point, that's one experience, but how real is that in my day-to-day life? And so how do I make soul consciousness very real? So before we go further, I just would like to share words that have really helped me. And these were words spoken by Bab Dada in 1969. Baba said a very simple line, soul consciousness is when there is no upheaval in mind and body. So it's a very one line. Baba said very powerfully, soul consciousness is when there is no upheaval in mind and body. So the reality we know is that we are at the confluence age, we are at the end of the cycle, we have karmic settlements, we are responding to the world. But whilst I'm doing all of that, can the mind be still? Because the soul is just energy. That's what I am. I am energy. And either this energy is peaceful and powerful, or the same energy is restless. It's the same energy, isn't it? And so when I'm in a body conscious state, that energy is tense, it's tight, it's restless, it's full of busyness and noise. But when I'm soul conscious, that same energy is very still, very powerful, very calm, very clear, very fluid. And so the difference between how do I create soul consciousness in my day-to-day life, and I have a suggestion that because this is an interactive session, I would like us to talk about certain areas. Firstly, I know that there's a language barrier, so we will look at that. But really, I'm breaking up soul consciousness in action in five areas of my day-to-day life. And maybe we can talk about it for a while, and then we will consolidate it together again. So the first level of soul consciousness that we're going to look at is soul consciousness in response to my body. Okay? The second one is soul consciousness in response to relationships. Thirdly, soul consciousness in performing actions. Fourthly, soul consciousness in the dynamic of work, because many of us have to work, and so how do I keep my soul consciousness real? Do I become soul conscious when I get back home? No? So, soul consciousness in the dynamics of work. And the fifth one is soul consciousness as I'm settling my karmic accounts. So, soul consciousness in response to my own body. Soul consciousness in response to bodily relations. Thirdly, soul consciousness in the form of, what did I say the third one was? Action, yeah? Yeah? And the fourth one is work dynamics. And the fifth one is in my karmic accounts while settling karma. So I would like you to think of which one is most relevant to you, and that will be five groups. Will that be able to work? So that we can just talk about it. Let's make it real. So soul consciousness in terms of the body would be number one. This is an interactive session, so you're going to have to stand up, you're going to have to move. We have to be active, okay? So soul consciousness in body, that's number one. Whoever's interested in that can join that group. Soul consciousness in bodily relationships will be group number two. Third one is soul consciousness in my actions. The fourth one is soul consciousness in work dynamics. And fifth one is soul consciousness in settling karmic accounts. So number one? No number one? One number one, okay. Okay, number one can meet on the side. I think sometimes your translation has to be accompanying you, number one. Number two? Okay. Soul consciousness in relationships. Yes, number two, soul consciousness in relationships. Number three, soul consciousness in daily activity. Okay. Fourth one, soul consciousness in work dynamics. Okay, it's a bigger group. Maybe you can meet that side. Yeah? Soul consciousness in work dynamics. And is that the whole group? Soul consciousness in settling karmic accounts. Is that all of you? Yeah? Is somebody in nowhere? Okay, so that group will make it into two groups so that everyone gets a chance to speak. Okay? So let's make it as a group. You actually have to get out of your chair, come to a group. The third one is soul consciousness in day-to-day action. Sorry? Nobody... There's been nobody that's... Please ensure that each group has a translator. The group number five, we're going to make it into two. Soul consciousness in settling karmic accounts. please feel free to sit comfortably in a circle so that you can see each other. So that you can be soul conscious enough to... Okay, which group is that? What group is that? Soul consciousness in work dynamics. So maybe the... How many are English speaking in group number 4? How many English speaking group number 4? How many English speaking group number 4? Maybe you can create your own group so you can talk. Yeah? It is now 10 past till 11:30. You're going to talk about the reality of soul consciousness in relation to the body, isn't it? You are that group, okay. Yeah, bodily relations. And before you start, keep it real. We know the theory. We read about it in Baba's Murli. So keep it real. What works for you? How did you know that you were soul conscious? Or where did you battle in being soul conscious? Keep it real, okay? So any group that feels comfortable to come first, to come and share?
Okay, this section has to do with in relationship to karmic accounts. So somebody said attachment is using Baba's Murli in regards to settling karmic accounts. And somebody else said taking relationship of Baba he will heal and give powers. And somebody specifically noted Amrit Vela as a time to settle karmic accounts and give good wishes. Just give a couple more. Seeing the specialities and virtues in others and having the feeling of good wishes. And not to complain about karmic accounts of the body, but to just keep in silence, or else that increases the karmic accounts. Basically using the power of yoga, soul consciousness, power of yoga to settle karmic accounts. Becoming detached and keeping Baba as my companion. And the other one is to be open with others so you're not holding on to your own mind and to have the determination to have, I think it had to do with tolerance. Thank you.
There's a second group with regard to settling karmic accounts, isn't it? What we will do is they've shared the points, we'll still consolidate them so that there's a deeper understanding for all of us.
Okay, for the group, each one share one. Chair is the settling the coming account. It's just like to, you have to remember in every actions, because we have like 63 births and we don't know, like, yeah, we have to settle that in every action. And another sister also shared that coming account that we have to settling down. We have to be so conscious, which is like liquid form that, you know, it's not like a solid, it can be changed, that you can improve it and solve it. Yeah, so conscious is like flexibility to improve it. And another sharing is the meaning of karmic account. You have to understand that. And it's like the thought that when we spread it out and it just returns back to us. Projection and rejection. And another sister also shared that when we have the karmic account, we have to be in remembrance and touched by Baba. Okay, and another one is that karmic account is like bondages, and if we still in karmic account with somebody, we cannot be a soul conscious and link to Baba. So we have to free from bondages and free and be soul. Okay, and another brother also shared that why settling the karmic account, we have to link to Shiv Baba. Okay, and the last point is to be a detached observer, and you can realize and recognize the truth of that and can settle. Thank you.
I'll just read through these first. Soul consciousness in relationships is kind of accepting Baba's selection. So I have to accept that particular relationship. So I have to fulfill. Sorry, I can't read. yeah, he left. I have to accept a particular relationship, because I have to fulfill my special energy. Oh, sorry, wrong one. Relationships are all about giving and a taking. It's a sharing of experience. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be a sharing of good wishes, in a subtle way. And it's the aspect that came out quite a lot was all this thing about acceptance, and acceptance is just our definition of love. To see everyone as souls, accept with love, to avoid conflict. Soul consciousness to relationships: be with the family, play your part, but remember yourself as a soul and keep the distance. Don't allow it to make you weak. Being aware that we are all energy, radiating whatever waves of compassion. Yeah, I just wanted to share. Okay. Oh yeah. This thing about relationships, it's all a give and a take. So there is an energy that's being shared, then this point. Okay. Yeah, sure. this point of the Murli this morning about Baba who comes, plays a role and is very altruistic. So the soul-conscious relationship is always based on a giving. There's no desire behind it. It's about an acceptance that happens internally of that relationship, and it's the sharing of happiness.
Soul consciousness in relation to the body.
Om Shanti. Our group is talking about relationships of soul and body. A few points of importance of this consciousness is just told about that. What we 84 births remain in this physical world. We have no much time as other souls in Paramdham to have power. Now is a very important time to obtain this power through Baba for all next 84 births. Second point, now we our body is instrument of service of Baba's service, and so we should connect with that instrument the proper way, not with my body but Baba's instrument for service. Another interesting point, one sister, her relationships with body like a space shuttle. So our body like a shuttle which allow me to take off from the land and fly into space, not physical space. Space is Paramdham, soul world, and a station between that is a subtle world. So like in a space shuttle gives away a fuel station and after taking off the land, yes, the same we remain our not physical angelic body in a subtle world and flying into Paramdham as pure soul, powerful soul. So relationships in body in this example, yes, correct. Like this mechanism, the space shuttle. So I am seeing through these eyes, I am touching buttons, I am listening signals from the rocket panel, yes. And another example, relationships with body, like with temple. So it gives yes, it allows me respect body, so I could not use it wastefully and overpower with overforce this body for any things. I use it proper and my relationship with this body as temple.
Next group. There's soul consciousness in relation to work dynamics. So most of us start by seeing the others, the colleagues or customers, as a sort of point of light, as a soul, seeing the virtues of each one. And most of us are teachers, so it's a special task to be very present
And one of us starts in the morning at Amrit Vela to give their cash to the classroom, to the school, and to the school children. And other one starts with the school children in the morning to meditate with them, and every each hour she remembers Baba. She remembers Baba. Where is it? Here, okay. So, yes, the sister has found out when having a good stage at the beginning, then the pupils are quite cooperative and calm, but if her stage isn't so well, the pupils also are not so calm but noisy. So it's quite an action between, so a relation between them. And one sister of us, she has a very dynamic job and is a leader of meetings. And so she invites Baba to join her, to come with her in the meeting room. And she, to remember Baba during the day, she has got the word Baba on her computer, so she can remember Baba quite often. Yes, so that's it for us, our group.
Om Shanti. We have the same topic, and almost every person works in different spheres of activities, and I just shortly share their points, one point from each. There was a very good point that you should not think much about your work before work. So if you have some breaks, if you have some periods, maybe you, of course, should prepare a plan for your work, just prepare for the lesson, prepare so. But she says, right now I find it easier if I'm not thinking about it. I only use 5 minutes before the activity starts, and it's enough for me. And before that, I prefer to think about Baba, to read Murli, do something like this, and then she easier copes with this. It's somehow, it's okay, it's fine not to spend much time. So as Daddy Janki says, don't think too much. It helps. Also it is very necessary to be internally silent and have a determined thought during your activity. It's also a comment from teacher, from the person who works with children in some educational organization. Another person works in construction company, and she's top manager level, and she says it's really very different type of activities during the day. And for example, when it is necessary to call partners, she has part of the day devoted to this type of activity, and before calling them, it's very important every time 2-3 minutes to send them vibrations, to think about them as souls. Then it really helps. Even it's a high level people, it's necessary, it's part of your activity to call to high level of people, construction companies who takes decisions and big amounts of money, etc. And she says, when I think them, not like general director or manager, I think like this is a soul, then usually result of the talk is okay. Also, she tries to make some logic activity into a logic. It's a lot to be said, just shortly. One person works in a trolley bus, and she is selling tickets for the trolley. And she says sometimes it's difficult to get money from the passengers. They don't have it, or they refuse to pay. Sometimes it's critical, but it's her job. She should have money from them. And then she usually comes to them, and before this she's always thinking, it's a big, it's a Mahan soul, it's great soul, etc., etc. And then somehow they usually pay, though they didn't want to pay at all. Also, it is very helpful during your work if you have some breaks to read Murli from time to time, or points from Murli, or Murli itself. And also, you should, if you are in midst of activity, you should really be prepared in advance. So you should try to keep the smriti you want to keep during your actions, because when you are in the actions already, it's difficult to keep this. So beforehand, there should be some preparation. No, usually, there are good methods like traffic controls in your phone, in your mobile, or just some specific breaks that you already plan beforehand. Because if you are in during your work, it's difficult to stop. Then you should make plan and be very precise. Act according to this plan.
Один из примеров, когда сестра была на операции, и она лежала в отдельной палате, и она удивлялась, как так случилось, и получилось, что в эту палату поселили очень важного человека, она составила взаимоотношения, которая настала кооперативной по душе.
На самом деле, русский текст вы хотели бы тоже слышать. Ага, ну конечно. Все, тогда еще раз, если можно, кратко.
Рассказывала сестра, которая была в больнице после операционной палате, и была одна там, удивлялась, как так и такая прерогатива. И выяснилось, что потом ей подселили такую душу, которая очень уникальна, очень неординарная, и эта душа на сегодняшний день является потенциальной душой, через которую можно проводить большое служение. То есть тут болезнь идет во благо служения.
Illness of one sister helps her to proceed in service. It just happens that she was in a separate ward, though it was strange for her. But she understands later why it happens, because one VIP person was moved to this ward specifically, and they communicate, and it helped the service in future. So she used that opportunity, being in a hospital, being ill, to give Baba's knowledge and to make the best from this situation.
Другой пример, одна душа сломала себе ногу, кое-как дошла до дома и вынуждена была быть дома. И благо, она сумела делать много дел тех, которые не могла сделать до того, как. То есть во всем есть благо.
So when you are ill, you should be always looking for positive moments. One sister broke her leg, and she has to go home. Somehow she did it without anyone's help, and staying at home during her illness, she was able to do a lot of necessary activity that she was not able to do before that, and at that time she used time properly.
Еще пример. Одна душа, которая имела очень серьезные взаимоотношения, очень плохие взаимоотношения в семье с мужем, и дошло до крайности,
И она обратила к своему сеньору, к Дити, та предложила ей быть отрешенной и с любовью относиться. И она сумела переключить свое отношение, быть и с любовью, и в отрешенности. И это поменяло ее супруга, он изменился, поменялись его дурные привычки, дурные наклонности. То есть любовь и отрешенность сделали изменения в семье. Буквально, если 3-4 года она не могла этого добиться, то как только она приняла это, через какое время примерно это произошло? Через какое время произошло, что произошли изменения? Через 5 лет? Окей.
So it is an experience that in the family it was very bad relations between the wife and the husband, and the sister being BK couldn't manage, couldn't change the situation. She came to Didi, to the senior, and asked the advice what to do in this situation. And the advice was given, you should be loving, at the same time you should be detached. Though it seems that we all know this. But then, after some period of time, and actually it took 5 years, relations changed completely. It changed completely. It helped. Though time is less.
Один случай, одна душа прошла такие испытания в жизни, что ее 4 раза подряд обкрадывали, и в 5-й раз ее обокрали очень начисто. И в этот день она была в центре на служении, якобы пришла домой, все украдено. Но уже будучи в знании, душа сразу применила знание, она простила, сменила гнев, понимая, что по всей вероятности это результат ее кармического счета. И в этот день был приход бабы. Она пришла буквально через час в состояние счастья, которое не пропадало весь вечер. Но самое главное, после этого не было ни одного раза кражи, хотя в ее же доме с ее сестрами еще было 2 раза кража. Ее 2 раза не окрадывали. Закрыт кармический счет с кражами.
There was a karmic account of one sister whose belongings and property was stolen 4 times in a row. And the last time when the thieves stole her belongings and everything at her flat, she was at Baba's service, she was at Baba's house, and she came home. Of course, the first feeling was she was very disappointed, angry, but she used knowledge of Baba and said, this is the settlement of karmic account, probably I did something wrong in my past, and she became calm. And at the same day, it was, or next day, was meeting with Baba. She went for this meeting, and after this meeting she came home in a full state of happiness and bliss, and after that nothing like that happened. Karmic account is settled. Though in her building, in this building, there were several times the similar situations. For her it's over, it's okay. So she settled her account like this.
Thank you. I just want to do a short summary so that we just consolidate this and just add a few points that have been very useful. Just the first aspect of soul consciousness in relation to the body. When I understand that as a soul, my original qualities are totally alive, they have to have expression through my body. I cannot say I'm soul conscious and I totally neglect my body. There's a relationship with the body. If the soul is peace and the soul is love and the soul is happy and the soul is pure, that all has to reflect through my body. Soul consciousness in action. Sometimes what happens, and I know as Brahmins, we sometimes take a little longer to realize how valuable this body is. And so if this body is valuable, then I have to ensure that those qualities that I am as a soul is reflected through my body. How much do I treat my body peacefully? How much do I give my body love? And it's very real. How much do I hold my body in its stage of purity? Because that makes us balanced. Because otherwise, if you look at the deity soul is really enjoying itself through the body. But it's the soul that's enjoying. But the body is functioning perfectly. Isn't it? Because that energy of the soul is going through the body very naturally. And so, soul consciousness in relation to the body is also to let these energies be very alive. So it's natural. Soul consciousness in relationship to bodily beings, in relationships to others. Again, I remember one study, Janki said that, I remember I went to her and I said, I'm having a difficulty in a relationship. And she said to me, what is it that you are holding in your heart? And I gave a lot of theory. And she said, no, what is it that you are holding in your heart? Because soul consciousness is really that feeling where my attitude and my heart is clean. It doesn't hold anything against anyone. If I'm saying I'm soul conscious in my relationships, then there's no criticism, there's no complaint, there's no blame, there's no preference, there's no familiarity. There's rather a space of total belief, no matter what that soul is like. I have the wisdom and the knowledge to know that this relationship can be better. And so really deepening and holding faith at a very deep level in my relationships. And again, are my original qualities of the soul coming through? If I'm saying I am soul conscious in my relationships, I have to check honestly. Do I have peaceful relationships? Am I happy? Yeah, I can say I'm in a relationship, even in a center, even in your home. If you are soul conscious dearly and honestly, are you happy? Because otherwise it's theory. Do I have this deep love that comes through in my relationship? Because the proof that I'm soul conscious is not that I'm just inside here, but there's expression. There's expression of my original qualities in a very, very natural way. I am naturally interacting purely. And to interact purely means I'm not controlling, I'm not bossy, I'm not counting, I'm not manipulating. Those are real signs that I'm being soul conscious in my relationship. A part of my soul consciousness in my relationship is I'm able to really understand another soul. deeply. Because when there is soul consciousness in a relationship, I don't have to prove myself. Neither does another person have to prove themselves to me. In real soul consciousness, I recognize and I understand and I accept. And so this is practical. If I'm living with people in my home, if I'm living with people in the center, if I'm working with people, how much have I made the soul consciousness real? Do I have acceptance? Deep acceptance. No matter who they are. Because we are all different. But to have that depth of it. You know? And then the whole aspect of soul consciousness in the workplace. Again, if I think, just the first step, if I think it's my work, then already it's body consciousness. You with me? If I'm so conscious in my workplace, that means I have a deep internal acceptance that I'm going to express who I am in the place I'm going to be. If I think I'm going to work, I'm going to work, then that energy is still gross. Yes, I am working, but I don't have to hold this thought in my mind, I'm working, because the word will make me tired. Because a karma yogi doesn't respond to it in that way. You with me? Yeah? So soul consciousness in work means firstly an internal decision that my work is not my work. It's my place of expression. And when I realize it's my place of expression, then wherever I am, I remember for many years I was a school teacher, and I loved going because it gave me expression. Whatever was deep inside me, I was able to express it through the things I was doing. But never once I felt I'm going to work. Yeah? The working was a byproduct. So sometimes we have to be very careful of certain words that we use. Because the words make us tired rather than what we're doing. Sure.
They're very refined. So what they do is they use certain words to make it sound very, oh, we're all together, we're in it. But when you're really not in the heart.
Mm.
So word by itself does that make it soul conscious.
Mm. Yeah. And we see that, you know, we have to be very careful. And sometimes to be careful during the day how often I use the word I'm busy. I'm busy. And that energy of busyness already has taken me away from soul consciousness. Because I can be busy without being busy. You know? I've been moved a few times. I had the opportunity. Now it's a little less because Daddy Jenki is a lot more settled in one place. But I remember at times when I had the opportunity to be with Daddy. And her day would start early in the morning. And even till 10:30, 11, she's meeting souls. Imagine if she thought I'm busy. She'd probably be exhausted, you know? But what gave Daddy and what gives Daddy the energy? I always feel, and I've said to Daddy, this is what I really learn from you. Soul consciousness is how do I use my energy best. Because I am this energy, but how do I use my energy in the best way so that I have total impact without being drained? And that is using soul consciousness in action. Soul consciousness in karmic accounts. Again, I remember once mentioning, oh, this is the karmic account. And before I could open my mouth and say, I have this karmic account, Daddy said, no, don't say karmic account. Because when you say it's a karmic account, it becomes a karmic account. You with me? So as soon as you say it, you're giving it the energy. So yes, sometimes we have to settle, we have to do certain things, but don't give it power. If you start giving that power, then it will start loving you. Anything that is loving you brings you into body consciousness. Anything. Soul consciousness is when you start living. Body consciousness is when life loves you. Isn't it? When you're in a real soul conscious state, you choose how you are, who you are, and you start living. Because you are a conscious being, you have the resource of your original qualities, you have the capacity of your wisdom, and you're using this to respond to your day-to-day life. So you living your life. When we're in body consciousness, then we are dancing to the tunes of the drama. Yeah? Everything and all situations starts loving me. People, situation, events. And because they start loving me, I get caught up in that web. And then I lose my subtlety. Because now in my Brahman life, what is required is for me to become subtle. Baba is becoming subtle, and I too have to become subtle. If I want to take maximum from Baba at this time, I need to become subtle. And soul consciousness is a very subtle energy. In soul consciousness, I don't think too much, I don't talk too much, I don't even do much, but I have impact. Everything comes back to essence. In body consciousness, everything is in expansion. Too much words, too much activity, too much sound, too much of everything. But in soul consciousness, it's in essence. But powerful. Yeah? And so, yes, some very valuable points being shared, and in the mornings, especially at Amrit Vela, is the time to sit on the throne of being the soul and allow my day to respond through that process. Okay? Om Shanti. I was told to finish before this so that if you need to take the 12:30 bus, you can. Okay? So let's just have a few moments of sweet soul conscious energy, yeah?